For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. While the battle continues to rage between Israel and Lebanon, Open Doors' Paul Estabrooks calls Christians to remember believers are caught in the crossfire. Many Christians have determined to stay in Lebanon, even in the midst of the crisis.
Sharing the gospel is often easier in a time of crises than in a time of peace. So we would ask people to pray that during these crises that our brothers and sisters there would have an opportunity to be able to share their faith in very practical and real ways that will impact those who need to know the Lord.
Pray that the peace of Christ will flood the Middle East. Meanwhile, the spiritual atmosphere in India is quite positive in many areas, despite disturbing reports. Gospel for Asia's field leader in North India, Simon John, says there's been persecution of Christians living in the central part of India. Harassing Christians may be accepted in a half dozen or so states.
But at the same time, as a government, the government of India seems to be very supportive of all the people of different faiths, and especially of the Christians.
Which sometimes translates into more freedom to work more openly and evangelistically in some parts of the country. And in many prisons across the United States, Crossroad Bible Institute is being talked about. As prisoners go through the Bible studies and discipleship curriculum, they tell other inmates. CBI is seeing a major increase in Spanish-speaking enrollments. It's a good problem to have because it means that more inmates are hearing about the love and freedom found in Christ, but they do desperately need more Spanish-speaking instructors to help with correcting the lessons. Go to our website to find out how you can help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.